This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps. We are live at the Rally House in Fairview Park. On our show, you may know, when Andy continually drops names of famous people he has had encounters
this
with,
is true, yes.
You often hear a ding. So during the day today, you're going to hear this a lot. That's the door here at Rally House. It's not Andy dropping names like he always does.
Not at all.
So whenever you hear that sound, get ready. In fact, There it is again.
Wow, look at that.
It's not just
they are coming in like crazy.
Man, we have lots of folks from Rally House getting pictures with us and with a bag that we're giving away.
Venom, we're giving away.
If you stop out here, not only do you get the pleasure of seeing Andy Baskin, you can register to win a Josh Naylor limited jersey.
Ooh.
You don't need to be present when we have the drawing at 2 o'clock to get a winner. But Amber will be calling you later and giving you that jersey.
And her and Cole might sing the Rally House theme. If you ask them nicely, right?
That's really too true. We have the whole crew here. They
catch
you one day.
It?
Yeah, maybe we can do that in between dings of the door.
Okay, that's right. We'll sing for you.
It'll be great.
That'll turn Pavlovian very quickly.
We got a lot, hear a ding and start singing. We got a lot coming up today. We're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We are going to hear from the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, we believe. They'll be talking about Amari Cooper now being a member of the Buffalo Bills. We're going to talk about that as well. By the way, it's interesting that a wide receiver the caliber of Amari is now on his fourth NFL team. We can get into that as well.
Hmm.
2-0. That's the series right now. American League Championship Series. Guardians go to New York, and they lose two games. You got to win four, but that means the Guardians need to win four of the next five games to advance to the World Series. Stephen Vogt is managing this thing like his career depends on it. Apparently, he doesn't realize that he's wrapped up a multi-year contract for as long as he seems to want one because he's been terrific. But I appreciate his efforts to try and win the game last night because he managed the heck out of it. As we do here at Baskin and Phelps, it's time to do this. Hit it, Mac.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Let's start in the second inning, shall we, Andy?
Yeah, let's go.
It was already 2-0 New York. Tanner Bibee was pitching last night, and he had one out, and he had men on second and third, and first base was open. And our manager, Stephen Vogt, decides to intentionally walk Juan Soto to load the bases to bring up Aaron Judge. You okay with that?
Yeah, because I think Aaron Judge has been slumping. So, yes, absolutely.
I would give you an okay on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Rally House, sir. Good to have you here.
Oh, big shipment. All kinds of great paraphernalia coming in right now.
So, along with that intentional walk,
Sports team paraphernalia,
it was done so that he could yank Tanner Bibee with one out in the second inning.
Different rally.
So he yanks Tanner Bibee with one out in the second inning and brings in Cade Smith. Your starting pitcher, the ace of your staff, went 1 1/3.
Mm-hmm.
1 1/3.
Okay.
That was it. And my thought was this. Gosh, I think that is way, way, way too early to yank your starting pitcher, and I can't come up with a good argument to leave him in.
Well, he was 40 pitches into, 39 pitches in.
And
25 strikes, too.
And he had given up two runs already on five hits, and he walked a guy. And I thought, God, I want him to stay out there longer. And I thought, except most of your bullpen is fresh. Mm-hmm. You have the next day off. You've got the bases loaded. You have Aaron Judge at the plate. And Tanner Bibee's already given up five hits. I understood it. I hated it. But I understood the move.
Yeah,
I hated it. But I think
if it was a regular season game, there's no question they would have stuck it out.
Sure.
You know, until you give up four runs, I would probably say at that point. I didn't think he was. It's playoff baseball.
Yep.
There are things about playoff baseball that drive me nuts, and that might be one of them. Because, okay, so maybe Bibee would have given up a sac fly, and that would have been the end of it, and they could have got out of the inning, right? Who knows? I mean, Smith ends up giving up the sac fly, but it's not his run, not a big deal, and
Bibee
it gets him out of the inning.
Five hits, right? He got four guys out and gave up five hits and a walk. So I understood it. Smith got both batters, sac fly, and then a strikeout. It was 3-0. Let's go to the fourth inning, Mac.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Fourth inning, Andy. Guardians load the bases with one out. I mean, opportunity. It's knocking right there.
It was right there.
Did you like that sound?
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
You know what we paid for that?
Load the bases, one out. He makes a move. He pinch hits for Bo Naylor and brings in David Fry. So he throws the whole lefty-righty thing out the window because he's got the lefty, who, by the way, was 0-14 in the postseason, and brings in the clutch-hitting David Fry, who swings at the first pitch and fouls out to third base. Killer.
Yeah, that sucked.
Killer.
Is that worse that he popped up there, or is it worse that you knew you were going to have to watch Austin Hedges hit for the rest of the game?
Well, that brings up a good point.
That's my concern.
And he had only one out. Should he have pinch hit for Bo Naylor in that situation? I think I'd have held off, except for one thing.
Way out.
It's a 3-0 game. David Fry's a clutch hitter that got the bases loaded. Who do you trust in that situation?
The all-star to get you a hit. Yeah, I would trust the all-star to get you the hit.
I would too.
But sometimes though it feels like when he makes a move, he doesn't think about the long-term repercussions. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
But you realize that you put Fry up there for one at bat, and now all of a sudden you're talking auto out for the rest of the game with Hedges.
And you know that.
And it's not that we don't like Austin Hedges. Please don't take it personal. But
he can't hit.
I don't think anyone has any confidence in him to come up with a big hit. And in fact, I'd love for Austin just to lean into one so he can get first base.
And here's the other aspect of this. You know two of the big guns in their bullpen are right-handed pitchers, Clay Holmes and Luke Weaver.
Right.
So you know if Hedges comes up later in the game after they make a pitching change, he's going up against a righty. I hated this move, Andy, pinch hitting for Bo so early. And just like Yank and Bibee, I can't argue with it. Because if Fry gets...
Well, you are. You hated the move.
I hated it, but I understood it. And so I'm not even going to second guess him on this one because...
It was like eating broccoli. Let's be honest.
You know, if you roast broccoli a little bit and put some honey and lemon
on it, but it's like, you know it's good for you. You got to eat it, but you're not necessarily going to like it. It was a broccoli move.
I don't mind broccoli. I understood it. So, okay. And then Rocchio came up next and took a high and outside pitch for a called strike three.
Yeah, I don't know that was a strike, though. It looked like it was on the edge.
It looked like if the little box was in the right place, it was a strike.
Okay.
So there's the fourth inning. So far, two real moves that he's made that I don't like at all and I can't argue with. Let's go to the sixth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
The Guardians brought in Eli Morgan for the fifth inning, Andy. He had a clean fifth inning and threw only six pitches. So Eli was dealing, as the kids say.
And fresh.
Brought in Eric Sabrowski, who hadn't pitched in back-to-back games yet as a major leaguer. Pitched in game one. They brought him in for the third time in 4 days because he also pitched in game five against Detroit. He gave up one run on two hits, and he walked a guy. I'll second guess this one. I'd have left Eli Morgan in for another inning.
But nobody got another inning. Nobody. No one got more than, what, 1 2/3. Smith got 1 2/3. Everybody else was less than that. How often do you see a box score like that? An all-star game? That's it.
You had Eli out there. He was fresh. He had thrown six pitches. You brought in, you know, you're going, you're thinking lefty-righty and everything else. We're getting another picture taken of us. Andy is standing up straight and tucking in his gut.
Thank you.
Nice. I don't bother.
I think it was a good move.
I don't bother anymore. I would have left Eli Morgan in and kept Sabrowski maybe for a matchup against a specific lefty that I wanted to do.
At six pitches, I'd say you come back with him the next inning.
Yeah. So I'd have kept him there.
That might be one of the few times that I've actually kind of – like, the hard part is you understand why he's making the moves, right? We're not – like, there's a part of it, you might second-guess it, but you can understand it and go, well, maybe I would have done that if I was in the same position.
Yep. So Sabrowski is taken out of the game in the sixth inning. He gave up on one run on two hits, and he walked a guy. So he wasn't exactly sharp, which takes us to the seventh inning.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Here's another one. He yanked Pedro Avila after three pitches in the sixth because Pedro came in to relieve Sabrowski, and Pedro had it going. Now, he had pitched in game one, so right. He wasn't exactly fresh, but he threw all of three pitches. He bothered to warm up. You brought Gattis in the seventh. So what are you thinking? You're going to go with Gattis for two and Clase for one to try and save the game if it goes that way, or are you going to bring Clase in and have Emmanuel go two innings again? So if you're looking down the road, maybe you keep Avila in for the seventh and see, or Avila. It's Bobby Avila or Pedro Avila.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd have kept him in for the seventh inning and saved
Gattis.
Do
you think he was maybe thinking Gattis for one, Lively for one? And then when the score got away a little bit, he said no.
Except I would think you wouldn't bring in Ben Lively in that situation. He ended up bringing Ben Lively in. But I was thinking at that point he's trying to win the game and he's going to go Gattis and Clase. As it turned out, Gattis came in the seventh inning. Seventh pitcher the Guardians used. He gave up two runs, a two-run homer to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
That made it 6-2 in New York, and Gattis went two-thirds of an inning, and good night, everybody.
Yeah, Gattis and Lively got the second and third most pitches. Bobby still only had 39 to start the game. Are they analytics moves, or are they – are they vote moves? That's my question, too, sometimes. I wonder if – I feel like the way he walks out of the dugout, that it's a vote move. Don't you? I don't feel – are you guys with me on this? Do you think that when he's making these moves, are they analytics that have been predetermined before the game, where if they get in certain situations, they 100% know this is what they're going to do?
I'll be honest. I don't think he has time to go to the analytics sheet.
Oh, I think the analytics sheet has been done for him before the game.
I think he's making moves on the fly. Folks, that's second-guessing the manager. Though he made moves we didn't necessarily agree with, it's tough to second-guess most of them. The pitching moves late, to me, I would have done differently. He didn't. It cost him a two-run homer by Aaron Judge, perhaps, or it's just Aaron Judge hitting a home run because he hit like 58 of them in the regular season. 216-474-0092, number to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Everyone's getting a picture with us today, too. I'm very excited for everybody.
Yeah, excited for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, how often do you get a picture with Dan Menigan?
I apologize.
Those Christmas cards are going to be off the hook this year.
Yeah, I apologize to everybody who is being forced to get a picture taken with us by Amber.
But they're giving away free swag. What do we got?
Yeah, giving away,
we got
giving
Venom,
away goodies. And a
movie,
chance to win a Josh Naylor limited jersey. Drawing at 2 o'clock. Come out and register for it, and you get a Josh Naylor jersey. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Menigan's on my left. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park, so stop on out and see us. We just second-guessed the manager. Some things I didn't like. Pinch-hitting David Fry for Bo Naylor as early as he did, and knowing we'd have Austin Hedges against righties or anybody later on in the game. That was an issue. Taking Bibee out early was an issue. Except I don't disagree with either move. I don't like either one, but I think he had to do them in the moment. Pitching later, I wasn't crazy about it, but that's the way it goes.
Yes, question sir. For you. Should they have taken an extra hitter rather than an extra pitcher in this series?
Not the way he's using pitchers. I agree.
I see it, but I just don't feel like there's a lot of depth.
I agree with you. He's limited when it comes to position player moves.
Yeah, it just seems so small. It just that he doesn't have a lot of moves that he could do. I wish Fry wasn't hurt.
Especially,
if Fry could catch and didn't have the bad elbow.
Or play first base even.
Yeah.
Although you're not going to take Josh out.
No.
Here's the thing. You put – and by the way, now Ben Lively is on the roster because Alex Cobb is out with a back strain, and he's done for the postseason. Even if the Guardians come back and get to the World Series, he's done. Ben Lively's in. Ben pitched last night, but he's real thrilled. Hey, thanks, guys. Don't mind me. I'm back now. The one thing about the move, though, when they added Avila and took Angel Martinez off the roster, Martinez can play everywhere, which gives you a ton of versatility because he can play the outfield, he could play second, he could play short, he could play third. So that does cut down on some of the things you can do. I don't know that that's as important as having an extra pitcher. I don't know. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to make some comments here just over looking over the game yesterday. Some of this I'm just going to reemphasize what's already being said.
Yeah.
The catcher situation, you know, it became crystal clear to me. You just talked about it. We do not have a hit from a catcher the entire postseason. It doesn't matter what move Vogt makes. You can pinch hit, you know, because you're stuck with the other one later in the game. You have no hits from a specialized position. That is a problem. There's no
Naylor's
two ways
0
about
for 14.
It. Yes. You can't. What can you do? You know, and it became clear to me when Hedges struck out with the bases loaded, he didn't have another option. You know, so that is one problem.
And they intentionally walked the hitter before Hedges to get to Hedges.
It's unsolvable for this postseason. It's unsolvable. Okay. You know, and the second thing is, you know, there's so much recency bias and Monday morning quarterbacking, and I get it. It's perfect talk radio fodder. You know, I'll just remind everybody, Lane Thomas's grand slam was on the first pitch against Terry Kubel. Okay.
So Which he has a tendency to swing at the first pitch.
Okay, so we can get on Fry. A lot of this is batted ball luck, and you can get on Fry for swinging at the first pitch, but you know it could have been a home run, and it would have changed people's perception of whether that was a good idea or not. So
you could get on Naylor too about that too. Josh did that too.
Yeah, I don't mind him swinging at the first pitch.
I do when the guy before him in game one. If you see a guy come into the game and he's cold and he's throwing four straight balls and walks the first batter in the ninth inning, you can take a pitch. You can absolutely take a pitch.
Yeah, but if you're David Fry in that situation and you're going against Garrett Cole,
I'm talking about game one.
Oh,
Okay. I'm talking about,
I think Anthony's talking, yeah. Anthony's talking about David Fry last night.
I know.
In that situation, you get the pitch you like from Gerrit Cole. You got to swing at it, right, Anthony?
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly right.
You have to.
And then the other thing I wanted to say, the other thing that's becoming crystal clear is, we miss Shane Bieber. We miss Tristan McKenzie, the old Tristan McKenzie. The lack of – we have not had a pitcher, starting pitcher, go five innings the entire postseason. That is a problem, and there's nothing he can do about it, because the real answer to the question about whether or not to go to Cantillo in game one was to not have to have made that decision. And the fact that he has to do that, and the other thing I'll say about the postseason, the bullpen doesn't become more important. All pitching becomes more important. It's trouble when you have to keep going to your bullpen repeatedly over and over again. All it does is give people the chance to say, well, that was a bad decision, or that was a bad decision. The good decision is to know Shane Bieber can go six innings, period, right?
Well, it's a confidence thing. That's all you're talking about is confidence. But by the way, I mean, I love this because we try to have these conversations throughout the season, and they just don't happen. People aren't as engaged as they are as we are right now.
Playoff baseball, baby.
Yeah, it's playoff baseball.
This
so,
is fun.
I mean, the second guessing just keeps us more interested in the series. If you ask me, you go back and you're like, hey, would you have done this? Would you have not done this? So,
Braden's in Akron. Hi, Braden.
Hey, Braden.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man?
We couldn't be finer. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Come on out and say hi.
I wish I could, but I'm in Akron right now. the one thing I wanted to talk about was
they have cars in Akron.
How,
go ahead.
The one thing I want to talk about is how the Guardians could win, at least get back into the series, is that they need to do what they do in the later innings in the beginning of the game, like the second, third inning, with Jose Ramirez's home run. And then also with Bo Naylor, he needs to start getting hot, as well as like what he did in game one. He needs to not let balls hit the He needs to not let the balls hit the dirt, bounce away from him, where Yankees can get free runs like they did in game one.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was spiking the ball on the ground. I mean, you can maybe talk about the technique of trying to block, but, I mean, it's not like – I don't know. He didn't know those balls were going to get spiked. I can't blame Naylor on all those runs.
No, I'm not. I'm trying not to blame him for everything, but – sometimes he needs to figure out, like, the ball is way too low, hits the ground, or at least he needs to.
Yeah, I think that was kind of an unusual. I don't know. Cantillo
Austin Wells did a nice job blocking a ball last night, saved a run.
Yeah, you're right.
For the Yankees. Braden, thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
If you'd like to come to Fairview Park, I'm sure you have a friend who could drive you out here. Say hi. Even though
look at you, man. The guy says, I'm in Akron. I'm a little bit farther away. Well, find the closest rally house to you, and just that way you're kind of with us through osmosis.
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to – okay, there you go.
Go to the one in Macedonia.
Go to the one in Macedonia.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Just go right up Route 8. There you go. You're good.
That's the way to work.
It's better than telling somebody in the rubber capital of the world they can go find a car.
Well, at least they can find tires.
Curtis is in Cleveland. Curtis, how are you?
Hey, Jay, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I couldn't be finer. Thank you. We're talking playoff baseball before we talk about a football season.
Baseball, but I'm still celebrating the Browns get rid of the dropper. But listen,
the dropper.
But when you have a this guy's gonna win Manager of the Year because everybody was saying, Jeff, you talk about this for a season. Nobody expected these guys to even make it to the playoffs, man. So like for him to have these guys in the American League Championship is awesome. I wish I would have Travis Fry as the catcher and Bazan as the designated hero. I don't know why he can't get a ball for him to say that, but I'm not going to second guess him. They got Dan Manigan managing this team, a guy that never managed a team before. So I'm happy with them, And now since he pulled him so early, he can use Bieber. He can use Bibby in game four, and he can still go back alive. He didn't use him much, and I like that.
All right, Curtis, I get it.
Hey, man, again. You and Stepanski going out for beers tonight?
You're managing the team, and he has Travis Bazana playing DH.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've heard worse ideas. I mean, I'm really good at pacing back and forth and eating sunflower seeds.
I wonder if Travis is still in town, and maybe he heard and they thought, what, I'm supposed to be on the playoff
roster? I'm supposed to be here? What?
What the hey?
Somebody give me a car from Akron.
I did not know that. Give me a car. Abner's in Lakewood. Hello, Abner.
Gentlemen, Abner.
Gentlemen, I'm pretty close to you guys. Fairview isn't that far off, but
yeah.
I got to take care of two Rottweilers, so I apologize, all right? Listen, guys.
Dude, man, take care of those Rottweilers. We're good. We'll see you another day.
Dogs are allowed anywhere now.
Yeah, but, well, when you see how much they poop, it's like if I pull my pants on, it's ridiculous.
Be careful, Abner.
Don't want to dump you.
Okay. No worries. Now, gentlemen, I want to tell you guys this. You guys have a very special job because you feel and you hear how the city of Cleveland, the people of Cleveland feel after the Browns or the Guardians. And now I want to make it clear how I feel. Guys, I don't even care. I don't even know how to explain. I'm like depressed. I'm depressed. The Browns have sucked everything out of me. I don't even care about the guards. I don't care about the Cavs. I saw someone walking around the bridge. I was worried for him, too. I don't know what he was thinking. Guys, I don't know what to do. I'm young. I'm 22, but it feels like my life is over. I am so tired of this team. I think I need to go seek professional help because I just can't stop thinking about how bad we are. I should abandon ship and ditch the Browns and go root for the Bills or the Chiefs because they win and they have championships.
Abner, let me give you a suggestion. Monday we do Browns Therapy Monday. Sounds like you need it. Call us on Monday.
Just take a deep breath, my man. Take a deep breath.
Right, Andy?
Yes.
Do
That's
not...
why we're here on Mondays. But then again, what's today, Wednesday? It's a Guardians Therapy Wednesday for a lot of people, too. So we're okay with that, too. We're
and Abner.
We are here for you to voice your opinion, and Abner's got it down.
Let me pass along some
advice. I bet he feels better now. I bet he does.
From the legendary Joe Tate. Joe always had this to say. And Joe, of course, doing games for years, right? Joe always said two things. A, don't let the millionaires ruin your day. And B, is your name in the box score? No? Then there's nothing you could have done about it.
He said one more thing.
Don't let it affect your life. What else did he say?
He said, do you like my sweater?
Wow. Gary Barnidge played tight end for the Browns. He's going to be on that Browns cruise. And we're going to talk to Gary about that, about his run in Cleveland, about the run in Cleveland right now with the Browns. Gary Barnidge, former Browns tight end, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.